niche grinds my gears. You gotta promise me you won't judge me for this one.
Okay.
Lisa promised I will not judge you.
It's stupid, so hear me out. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Joining me today in the canoe with our anger and our rage, we have Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Cosmo Beaks.
Wow, that was so good.
How's the user doing?
My mind's blown. I'm so good. Wow. You're a man of many talents.
Yeah, you should mind me saying that.
Jar Jar is my favorite character in Star Wars, okay? Oh. Eat that, people.
Really? He's your favorite?
I love him.
Oh, I love that. Mine's probably like R2-D2.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I like the characters that don't talk a lot. I find them to be so cute. But if you've read the title, you know, we're going to get angry today! Rage. You all have told me countless times that you love the Grind My Gears episodes. And you know what? Today we're not holding back. We're pulling back no punches. We're going full send into the rage.
You know what we should do?
Uh-oh, what?
When we get to these, when we have these, like, what grinds your gears? We should have, like, Chompy, like, echo these things. Like, what grinds your gears? And have her echo it.
Yes. Every make time. It like we're in a stadium.
Yes.
Yes.
Good luck, Chompy, with that. More work for her. It's just adding another thing on her pile. She loves it. She loves it, I swear. Cuts to Chompy in her office, like,
I hate everyone right now.
The Delulu is my Delulu.
It grinds my gears.
But anyways, we're going to get angry today. So I have a hot take because I'm an avid karaoke goer.
Mm.
I cannot stand when somebody signs up for karaoke. Mm-hmm. They do all the things and they get up there to sing. They got the mic. They're reading the screen. And they get annoyed at the KJ and go like, can you turn me up?
Oh, my God.
Like, don't tell someone how to do their job.
Oh, I feel this. I'm a KJ at Scum and Villainy, and man, project. Just project. Use your diaphragm. Project. It's up at its part where it's going to peak, all right? It's loud. As oh, God, I hate when people ask that.
Also, when you say that, it makes them turn you down.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry, but if you tried to tell me how to do my job, you better believe I'm not giving you that full service. I also really don't like to go on top of it, where they'll take the microphone, and if they don't get their way, if they throw their little hissy fit of like, oh, you didn't turn me up, blah, 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 that they'll, in the middle of their turn, and usually the KJ's busy talking to someone, they're busy doing something else, like, they don't need to be watching the singer at all times, but they'll just take the microphone and, like, leave it on the table and, like, walk off stage like, leave the area. I'm like, come on.
That's happened to me before. And really? I've caught that. And I just go, I turn it off, and I'm like, all right, that person got stage fright. Next,
nice.
Singer, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, just keep on going with it.
You just move on.
Yeah.
See, I get mad as somebody who's, like, on the list. I'm like, if you're going to pout, like, don't even put your name on the list.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand that you are walking into somebody else's domain. Mm-hmm. You're walking into their territory. I don't care if you're a regular. You, as the customer, don't get to, like, make the rules when you're up there.
Nope.
Don't tell them to turn you up. Don't throw a hissy fit and leave your microphone on the table. Like, just go up there and sing.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what's another one that I hate? It's when they put in two songs.
Before they even go up once?
Before they even go up once.
Ooh.
And then right before, like, probably like five songs before they're about to go up.
Uh-huh.
Can I switch to songs? This is my second song. I want to sing that next. I want to sing that first. It's the vibe and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just sing. Sing in the order. Because you know what I have to do? I have to go and find your song. Mm-hmm. I have to put everything in a list.
Yep.
I have to put everything in a row, make sure there's rotations. And it's crazy when there's like 40 people in the place that want to sing. And then I have to like, I'll lose my, it's just nuts. They're not numbered. And the system doesn't work that way. So.
Oh, interesting.
So like when people put in, they can put in five songs. I have to space them out and make a rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Adam does it for his karaoke, but we use Caraphone at Scum and Villainy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I see like somebody like Bernie, my other co-host, he would sit there and just putting it all in order. And there's a thing where you can look back to see the number.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's just painstaking, the questions. And then when they're not even there and they put the songs in, because you can do, if you're on the app, then you can do it on your way.
Oh, so you can be like driving there.
You can be driving there
and like submit it on the app.
Submit it on the app and you're not there. And I'm like, I push you down because you're not here. So
really? So you look to see if they're there and yeah, you push them down?
Exactly. I wait till they get there. I'm like, yeah, this, no free rides, no privileges. This,
yeah.
You know? Just because you're there, like, I just got here and I was like up next. Like, I didn't know. You didn't text me that you're coming or you're on your way. I just saw your name. I'm like, where is that person? They're not here yet. So I'm like, excuse me. Goodbye. Put you down to the bottom.
Very bottom.
Very bottom.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I agree. Wait your turn. Yeah. Be polite. Like, I feel like maybe we need to do like a karaoke
one-on-one
class. Yeah, just like on being polite. I don't know that anybody would really care. Let us know in the comments below. Because like, we're AdVid, like we're there all the time. You work at one. I go to one regularly.
Yeah.
So I think like that's kind of a pretty odd niche, grinds my gears. But if you attend karaoke, now you know. I wrote this one, which some of you might be a little triggered by this one.
Trigger warning.
People who are friends that don't actually support you like friends should and do. Exhibit A. I put out a song, and I understand not everybody's gonna vibe with the same music I like. Not everybody's gonna, like, you know, understand how to pre-save a song, or they will complain that you have to log in to Spotify or Apple Podcasts in order to pre-save someone's song. But like, you're my friend. You don't have 10 minutes to like find your email and find your password and type it in to pre-save someone's song. Like, I don't think people understand how important it is for pre-saves.
Yeah.
They're extremely important. It's like same thing with, what's the list of all the bestsellers, New York bestsellers for books?
Yeah.
If you have a book that's coming out, those pre-saves count as numbers and tallies for who makes it on the New York's bestseller list.
Exactly.
It's so important. Takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Support your frickle fracking friends.
Exactly. Support them.
It's not hard.
Even like go onto their YouTube and have the thing playing in the background. And then like leave a like and then a comment. Help your friends. Just saying.
How much does that cost?
Nothing. Oh my God.
It's free.
I got 200 friends on Facebook and I don't even have that on the views. That's crazy. Anyways.
I have only like 2,000 friends on Facebook, so don't feel bad about it. Facebook is not my market, and I'm aware.
Well, it's close friends for me, so it's like family. So it's like,
same.
Come on, fam. What the hell? Expect me to be there at your funeral?
And like, I understand, like, I set my expectations pretty low of, not of like my friends and the quality of my friendships, but when it comes to like watching my content, like, I don't expect all my best friends to watch all of these podcast episodes. I don't expect them to hear every song I've ever written or to comment on every post I make. But when I explicitly text you and say, hey, this is a video I'm really proud of, or this song really took a lot of guts for me to make, I would really appreciate if you pre-save it and then you don't. Better yet, to even go further, I had a friend tell me that it was too difficult to pre-save. And I was like, no, it's not. I had to log in myself and pre-save my own song. I was so mad, but come on. Support your fellow creatives when you can, or especially when they say it's something that means a lot to them.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not expecting the moon and the stars. Also,
screw that. I want the moon and the stars.
You want the moon?
You know, I've been there for all my friends. Even like the times they come in bartending, thick and thin, like, I never asked for anything. The one time I got a project going, can really sure use that help, that look, that love. Anyways, that's all good.
Yeah.
Good things come to those who wait.
Good things come to those who work their asses off forever. Oh, wait, that's a... Anyways, moving on. This is another niche, grinds my gears. You gotta promise me you won't judge me for this one.
Okay. Lisa, promise I will not judge you.
It's stupid, so hear me out. When someone comes up to me and they say your shoes are untied, and I look, and then they point and they go, gotcha! I fall for it every time!
Oh my God, wait, still?
Yeah!
What?
Yeah! There's one person in my life who constantly does it to me. I don't know why. Every time.
How old is this person? Is it a kid?
No. They're an adult. They're a full-blown adult.
Seek therapy.
So, I feel like it's because they're, like, hitting on me.
Oh, well, you are single and dating, so.
I know, but, like, it... That's like such a playground. Like when you're asking for the age, I agree. I feel like it's such playground mentality.
God, it's like that's worse than like, what's that right there, huh?
If they thwack my nose, it's over. It's over. I will punch you.
Oh my God. Your shoes untied. What the fuck?
I just think it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Like
that is so sixth elementary school.
Yeah. 100%.
Or like, dad joke to their daughter.
Yes. But like, what do they want out of it?
A rise, reaction.
I just look down and then they go, gotcha. And I'm like, cool. And then I turn around and finish what I was doing.
I mean, I like the one where you have to look like this below the waist. So you see that sign?
Yeah,
it's a little bit more mature-ish, but
it's a little more
shoes?
Creative.
Yeah, but your shoes untied?
Stupid.
Oh my God. Stupid. Should be like, hey, your life's messed up. Gotcha.
Okay, I love that. That's great. Yeah, and your life is untied. Oh, God, that sounds terrible. Maybe damn. Don't say that. I don't know what to make of that one.
Whoa, please don't do that after the age of 12 to any other adult. I mean, kid, you can do that to an adult, but adult to another adult, come on. That's not flirting. That's creepy. And it's like special bus syndrome. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I have another really strange one. It's not as niche, but I think we all can agree on this one. Mm. My gears get extremely grinded when people are not organized.
Ooh. But like, there's chaos organization.
Yeah, no, I want none of that shit. Absolutely not.
Like, not like a hoarder or like someone that's completely insane, but there are methods to things that are not labeled or... Yeah, you're right.
Like, okay, perfect example is like this show. Mm-hmm. We both know that every Friday at... Should I be outing that? You know what? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Every Friday at 6 p.m., we meet and we do the show. Mm-hmm. And if you came every Friday and you were like, so what are we going to talk about today? And you like weren't prepared at all. And we were just going to have to like, there's a lot of riffing that we do,
yeah. But
we at least have the theme picked out and like have bullet points. So that way it's not just 30 minutes of us like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, if you showed up and you were like that every Friday, I'd be pissed. Oh. I'd be so mad.
I would. I don't even think I would even get into the. I wouldn't even be considered for this spot if I was like that.
Yeah.
So there would have been somebody else here. Maybe like Jim or Adam or somebody.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Adam kicked ass, by the way.
He did such a good job.
Did a great job. Adam, love you.
Aw.
Next time, yeah. Yeah, you're always the first person I call for that.
Oh, so, he's a good substitute while you're busy. He does not grind our gears, in fact.
Nope.
He does good. Very good.
Not yet.
But I just can't stand when people are unorganized. And like, I'm trying to think of like another prominent example. Oh, like when a lot of people are coming in for an event or a project, mm-hmm. but like everybody needs to get into hair and makeup. When an event schedules everybody at the same damn time.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, no, no. First, you have crew come in. They're setting the stage. They're doing the things. Then you bring in the makeup artist. You give them like an hour minimum to set up because they got to plug in the irons. They got to open their kits. They got to find parking. They got to get in, you know, like there's so many things. Don't schedule the makeup artist and the talent at the same time. It never works.
Yeah, I wish cons would understand that.
Well, what do they do wrong?
No, it's just like there's 10 in every month, and you're like, damn it, give me a break, give my bank account a rest.
Yeah. There's so many.
There's always some kind of festival going on every freaking week.
Same thing with LA. LA has a party every night.
I know. I used to be able to deal with that, but it's different times these days, so.
I mean, I literally couldn't even imagine going out tonight. I got like a swollen eye. My face is all crusty. I'm having an allergic reaction to something, but we're still here.
We're still here.
But I'm not contagious, hopefully. Maybe.
We're not contagious at all. What happened to my eye? Oh my God.
Your eye just like pops out. But the podcast is contagious. So this is your halfway or somewhat way reminder to subscribe.
You ready to be hooked like a drug.
Spread the DeLulu. Because it is the Salulu. Anyways, shameless plug. Ooh, this one's very specific to just me, so no one else would get this. But when people call me Taylor, that's not my name. And I understand, like, when I first started doing social media, or if it's the first time I'm meeting you, totally understandable. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously not going to be mad at somebody who's like, oh, what's your name? Oh, your Instagram says Dare Taylor. Must be like, oh, I'm daring Taylor to do something. Totally understandable. But if we've talked on Only Flapjacks and on Loyal Flans and on Instagram and on, like, TikTok and X, and, like, if we've talked everywhere and you still call me Taylor, I got beef with you.
You know what grinds my gears?
What?
When I introduce myself as Cosmo, and they're like, oh, where's Wanda? It's a way for me to figure out how old you are, because I know for a fact that if you like the Fairly Odd Parents, well, I found out the hard way so many years later, that, you know, the parents, Cosmo and Wanda, didn't know that.
Fairly Odd Parents, yeah.
Yeah, I never watched that. But back then, like in the 90s, it was Seinfeld, Cosmo Kramer.
Oh.
Everyone called Kramer by his last name. It's like, oh, Kramer, blah, 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 and this and that and that. But it's like, it's Cosmo Kramer. So when someone said, oh, like Cosmo Kramer, I was like, yeah, like that.
So that's... that one doesn't bother you?
No, but okay. Where's Wanda? And the way they say it, it's just it was like, where's your mom or where's your dad? Oh, I don't know. How far was that liquor store? No, it just grinds my gears. It's a little pet peeve of mine. I'm just like, like Cosmo. Oh, great. Do you watch Fairly Odd Parents? And I could say no. And that's a polite way to say it. It was like, hey, Cosmo, where's Wanda? I'm like, up your ass and around the corner.
Oh, my God.
But that's mine.
Noted. Definitely will take that off my fun names to call Cosmo list.
You can call me Simo. You can call me Mo. You can call me Coz. You can call me that weird guy, alien one night. I was like, just don't say, hey, where's Wanda? Or if you say,
noted.
Just don't say it, though.
You're like, just don't. Just don't. This is another one that I feel like a lot of people will actually understand. A thing that makes me extremely mad is people who offer help. Like, oh, if you ever need anything, just let me know. I'll be there for you. And then completely ghost when you're like, actually, I could use help.
Yep.
And they're just like, bye.
I tell everybody that. It's like, you need help with anything, please hit me up. I'm there in your corner. And no one ever does. But every time they go out for help for somebody else, they get ghosted. I'm like, hi, Lisa here. Excuse me. I provided service and get nothing back.
Aww.
That's okay. I just keep on going strong.
There was one time I almost was this person where I was like, nope, I'm dying to ghost. But I followed through, so I'm going to be a little transparent. It was Jackie's birthday, and I was showing up late. Why are you making that face at me?
No, no.
You're shocked.
Go ahead.
He's judging me. Okay, so you just had the most shocked Pikachu face I've ever seen you have. Okay. let me explain myself. It was Jackie's birthday. I said I was going to go. I accidentally overslept, which, like, never happens to me. I set alarms. It usually wakes me up, but I must have just been tired. I woke up, and I was running late, so I had to go, like, run to Target, make a couple stops. And I asked Chrissy if she needed something. So I texted her, and I was like, hey, I'm going to run to Target. Let me know if you need anything. And she replied, like, actually, we could really use ice. And I saw it while I was standing in line at Target, like, about to be checked out with, like, the birthday card I picked up for Jackie, the, like, little gift I bought her. And I just looked at it and was like, I think I'm just going to pretend I didn't see it. And you know what? I, like, got checked out, and I was like, you know, no, I'm going to stop by the liquor store because I know the owner there. I can get in and out, and I'm going to buy some ice and bring it to that party and be the best person ever. And you know what happened? I did all of that, and no one gave a damn. No one cared about the ice.
I didn't even know about the ice.
I know. I tried to ghost so hard on that moment.
Oh, my God.
I offered to help, but I really just wanted to be like, bye.
That's...
But I came through.
We should have Jackie on the show. She's having her kitcha kitcha on my network soon, so.
Get my phone out. I should text her. I'll text her after the show. Yeah. That might be a better idea. Let me put my phone back. Anyways, yes, we'll have her on the show.
That grinds my gears. Or how about people giving advice but not ask for?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
It's like unsolicited advice or like, are you a pro at this? Don't give me your advice. You know?
Yeah, I have a couple people that still haven't caught on that's like kind of frustrating. And I wonder if I just need to tell them.
Yeah, it's hard, though, depending on who they are. I'm afraid of this one person to tell them how I feel because they have this presence that just seems like I don't want to disturb the gods. I don't want to piss off the gods of like putting my foot down or like giving lip. I'm pretty sure the person would probably appreciate that. But yeah, I just like sit there and take it. I'm like, yeah, well, great. Okay. So yeah, I'm not going to out this person.
I know I kind of want the tea now, but you don't have to.
No.
Let's. Well, do you want to? You kind of look like you want.
No.
We can have Chompy blur it. We can put Chompy to work. Is it Chompy?
And then Chompy forgets. No, oh that's God. Not Chompy. It's not Chompy. It's somebody I know. Close. Anyways, now so what's the next?
That I used to know. Okay. What's next?
She always cuts me off.
Oh no. Anyways. Okay, I know who you're talking about now. I'm there. I'm here. I know exactly what you're talking about. You guys wouldn't know, though. We don't talk about this person, so.
Yeah.
It's just one of our friends that we see casually at, like, Scum and Villainy every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They also have, like, kind of bad breath, but that's okay. don't tell them I said that.
All right.
If I think you're the same person, we might not be, but I think we are.
I'm curious to know about this person now. Okay. Because I know, like, bad breath. Well, this person I know doesn't have bad breath, but.
Okay. Then we're probably thinking of somebody else, but. Oh, here's one that has been on my plate for a while. When they want to be on your show or podcast, but then don't watch it at all.
Or when they're on your show and they don't promote it at all.
We're looking at you. No, but like for real, this happens to us a lot. Like we both have shows where, in my opinion, we both have high production valued shows.
Yeah.
Where we put a lot into it. There's a lot of behind the scenes that goes to create not only a podcast, but a show like yours and a show like mine, My Dare Wears One. There's a lot of moving parts. It's not just filming and sending it off and hoping for the best. It's getting the first edit back. It's making sure you like the way that it looks. It's picking out the thumbnail and then communicating with the editor. Like there's so much more that goes into it. And when you ask to be on someone's podcast, at least watch 2 or 3 episodes and comment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it's the most disrespectful thing.
It's either when you ask or I ask you to be on it. Just like, hey, you know, it's a platform to let people know about what you do and how you do it. And it's another form of marketing.
I know. I want to be on your show, but I don't know that my home is acceptable for it.
We
got to talk.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll wait for Pikachu.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, we got to get, and I'm close. I'm close to being ready for that.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. And we could do it right. I could be in that chair and have Adam do this and then butt at me.
Just do the whole episode from here?
Yeah, we could do like B-rolls of the car and like, I don't know. We'll talk it out.
Yeah, we definitely will. But like, I've definitely seen a couple episodes of your show, so.
Yeah.
So I'm good, right? You're not mad at me?
No.
The gears aren't grounded.
I'm just trying to figure out who my 40th. My 40th episode. It's so awesome. I know it's going to be. I can't wait till I get to 50. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost at 40 episodes.
I want to be your 100th.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a long ways away, though.
I don't know. It's like 40s right now. By the time we get to this year, this time next year, probably be around there.
Yeah. Because that'll be. Yeah.
Yeah. And the next month, October, is a three episode month.
Okay.
It's every other Thursday, so that's 3 Thursdays of 3 episodes. So it'll be here before you know it.
Dang.
And for the 100th episode, we'll do a party.
Let's go. Oh yeah, that'd be super fun.
Having a
But yeah, if you want to be on your friend's show or their podcast or whatever the frickle frack whatever the frickle frack is, freaking watch it. Support it.
Watch it.
Promote it. Like dang, it's not hard. It's free. People aren't gonna believe this one. When you go on a date and you get stood up.
Why? Why would you...
I don't know.
It's two things. One, it makes that person feel like shit.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, it makes you look like shit. So just say it. Just come out with the truth. Why you can't make up? Why you can't show up? Why you don't want to?
Or
just be truthful.
I mean, you could be truthful or just lie. Just make up some weird backwards lie to me. You got to go scuba diving. You got to go feed your horse.
Yeah, but if he gets stood up without even a word or any kind of thing like that, that's just...
That to me is like...
Yeah, I prefer the lying over.
Same. Like ghosting, tell me a lie, truth, and then showing up.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at with it. But, I recently went on a date with someone. Or I was supposed to go on a date with them. And I got to the restaurant, and I was sitting there, two places set up. And then they just, like, never showed up. So I just had wine by myself and was like, okay.
That could really fuck with somebody's self-esteem.
Yeah. I wish, like, you know what? I don't wish it. It was nice. I still made a good time of it. The server was having a jolly time with me. She was very nice. So, you know.
That's good.
It is what it is. But have you ever been stood up or anything like that?
I've been stood up once.
Really? Okay, me too.
Yeah. And I made the best of it. Was at a bar. It was a bar / restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. I had reservations and everything. And the host came up to me and was like, is your guest here? I'm like, no, I'm going to be staying at the bar having fun. And I'm going to go see a movie afterwards. So it was cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you, like, block their number? What did you do?
I saw them again in the public. I'm like, hi, my name is Cosmo. It's like, yeah, we met. I'm like, no, we haven't.
First time.
So I do that to a lot of people, especially exes. So I don't disrespect them. I just be like, I don't know you. You have no control of my life. You are never part of my past.
Wow.
You are a brand new person to me, and I don't want to get to know you because I know exactly who you are. But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt of being nice, and I'm like, hi, my name is Cosmo. And if you say that, yeah, we met, I'm like, no, we haven't. It's the first time.
Oof.
With a straight face.
That's how you know you're on Cosmo's, like, shit list.
Exactly.
If he pretends to not know you, it's like, ooh. Is that what you do when people say, where's Wanda, too? You're like, I don't know you.
Nah, I stopped, I bite my lips sometimes. I'm like, oh, ha, funny. Or, like, sometimes I'm like, I look at them, I'm like, really? And just give them that look. I'm like, really? And just walk away. I'm like, and just walk with my head shaking and whatnot.
All right, I have one last one that I'm curious what your thoughts are on this.
Uh-oh.
I feel like this is another hot take. I get really annoyed when I go out drinking and when the server sees me getting ready to pull my ID out and then they don't card me.
Oh, my God.
That's so annoying.
You know what's really annoying?
What?
Okay, this is almost the same thing.
Okay.
As a person that works at a bar... is when you ask for their ID, and they're like, oh, thank you, blah, 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 it's so kind. And I'm like, no, it's a California state rule to ask for your ID, no matter where you are at. Bar, liquor store, buying drinks or cigarettes or anything like that, you have to ask for ID.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. So it's not like I'm flirting with you, or I'm not like thinking you're young. It's just, you have to.
I didn't know that.
You have to, because it could be an undercover cop. It could be an undercover cop, and that cop walks in, and you don't card them. That's it. You get a ding of demerit, you get fined, all that kind of crap, because that could have been a minor. Mm-hmm. That could have been somebody that's flagged. The vice of these yellow things that they give out to bars, especially in Hollywood, where you swipe the ID cards and they're flagged if you're a felon or been 86, something like that.
Wow.
It's to protect everybody. A lot of bars on Hollywood Boulevard don't do it, except for Scum and Villainy. We do it.
Thank God.
It's a state requirement. Show your ID for any alcohol. Any alcohol, what do they call that, establishment or
like
liquor
bar,
store.
Liquor store.
So
wait.
Not asking for your card or like while you're pulling out, it's like, it's okay. It's a bad form of flirting and it's stupid and you could have been a cop, so.
Yeah, I didn't know, because I know in, because I used to serve when I lived in Minnesota and Florida, and obviously their laws were different then and are different per state, but there was like a magic age where it was like, if you think they're 40 or it was like 40 and younger is when you would card people, but California, it doesn't matter, you just have to card everyone no matter what.
Back then, I mean, yeah, like shit, when I was younger, before I was 21, if I had facial hair, they wouldn't card me. That's how I was buying cigarettes back in high school.
Nice.
But now it's a very strict rule, because now you have to check the ID for fake IDs.
Right.
There's so many hidden things on the California ID that you have to look for, mm-hmm. that if you fake it and you mess up on one of those, it's a fake. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, you want to tell Vice and like find out who the ringer that's making these things. But also, if you have to get a fake ID, you're either illegal, wanted, or fucking young. Mm-hmm. And that's just to keep everybody safe. Mm-hmm. You must be carded. You have to card. Because not only will you get a fine, but the company will get a fine or your business in place.
Right.
The manager, the bar, and you. Hmm. So it's a no-no. You have to be carded. So when somebody asks for my card, or I just give out my card anyways, like, here you go.
Yeah.
But anyone can be an undercover cop.
Yeah, I just get really annoyed when it's like, you see me pulling out the wallet. Mm-hmm. You see me opening the wallet. You mm-hmm. see me pulling the ID out and placing it on top of the wallet. And then you're like, oh, you want a Moscow Mule? Okay, great. Anyways, what about you? Oh, you want the same? Awesome. Okay, I'll be back. And then yeah. I'm like, Like, I don't even, it's not like a courtesy thing. Like, I don't want to be told, like, you look young and beautiful. Oh, my God. It's just like, you see me putting in the effort. Mm-hmm. You see these nails? You got to imagine how difficult it is to take that freaking little card out of that little tiny spot yeah. that I have it shoved into so I don't lose it.
Yeah.
Just look at it. Even for a second, you could look at my ID and be like, oh, nice crimped hair. Like, I don't care. Just pretend. Pretend to look.
I used to be a door guy, too, especially at Scum. When they're like, you want me to pull it out of the wallet? Like, yeah, I need to see the whole damn card. I need to feel the card in my hand. You know, don't get pissy foot. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
Because if you're a cop and I didn't touch this. As a bartender, you take these star tests. Mm. Okay. For dealing with, because you're responsible for everything.
Right.
You're responsible. Even if I overserve someone and they got in a manslaughter car accident, you are still responsible. They look back and like, where was the last place that they went to and they drank because of this car accident?
What?
And then it goes, traces all the way back to the bar. It's like, who was the bartender? They'll check the cameras to see who it was. And it was my responsibility is to make sure that they were drinking water or you took their keys or find out. If I didn't make any effort whatsoever to try to stop this guy, then I can't do much. I can tell the guy at the door, I'm like, hey, this guy's drunk.
Yeah.
Let's get him a cab or a lift. But
that's not your job.
It is my job because I am 100% responsible. Coming to that establishment, I am responsible for everyone that drinks in that place. I'm responsible for how they leave, how much I serve, how heavy I pour. That's why some bars, they have, like, before you start your shift, you have to take a blind pour test of how much is an ounce, how much is this, and blah, blah, blah. And most successful bars, they measure the bottles at the end of the night to see if the bartenders are overpouring. And it's just, there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of people don't understand it. Like, you're responsible for everybody that you serve.
Wow.
So you can, like, and then there's tricks to make people not so intoxicated mm-hmm. that I will not spread the guts on YouTube, but maybe yeah. on the Patreon in the future.
Yeah.
But there are tricks to that, so you can leave your ass covered. Because anybody leaves that door and they get in a car accident or they get in a fight or they, you know, it's anything.
Couldn't you just lie and say that you tried to give them water?
You can. That's why most cameras back then they weren't that great.
Because, like, bars are loud, so it's not like they could hear your conversation.
Bars are loud. Bars are very loud, but it's also... Wow. There's people that do, there's all kinds of people that read lips and like body demure and whatnot. It's like, how are they, did it look like you really cared? Blah, blah, blah. Were you trying? There was a case somewhere a long time ago where I can't remember the details to it, but it was really bad and the bartender really didn't give a crap. Mm. But he was lying about it and stuff. So we are heavily responsible, but people don't take that into consideration when they think, I can be a bartender. I'm like, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
Most places don't care. It's like, yeah. It's a thing that's like in the back of everyone's mind, but it's not a threat. It's not something that they worry about because like, we're having a good time.
Right.
If they got up and they paid their stuff and they're walking out fine, they're okay.
It's just interesting because like, that's interesting that they would like trace it back to the bar because like you would think the person driving the car would be solely responsible. Like they ordered the drinks, they paid for the drinks. So right. It's kind of, in my opinion, it should be more on them than the bartender.
You're supposed to drink responsibly and you're supposed to like take keys and like get them water and sober them up a little bit and give them time. But it's hard to, it's hard to police people when they're kind of abbreviated and whatnot. And
well, and some people hide it really well too.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Some people, it's hard to tell that they're drunk.
Exactly. There's been times I've been so drunk that none of my friends could tell. Lucky enough, I wasn't driving that time. I was like taking a lift back. But
I'm such a giveaway. I'm like, when I'm drunk, like my words get so slurred. I'm just like,
she meeks backwards. She gets birds mixed up.
We should do an episode where we have a cocktail or two. See how that goes.
How about True Confessions of an Alcoholic?
Oh, no. Maybe not that.
But. Well, we could have martini time.
We could do like a martini hour.
What do you guys think? Leave a comment down below.
Let Drunk us know. Drunk to Lulu.
Drunk to Lulu.
What's my Lulu? Is she? It's when nobody subscribes and they say they watch your shit.
Well, speaking of subscribing, that's basically the end of the episode. So be sure to make sure that you are subscribed and share us with your friends. We like your friends. We want them in our canoe. So please share us with all of your wonderful friends, your cat, your dog, your neighbor, your bestie, your work bestie. Share us. We would love to be shared. Be sure to leave a 5-star review or the highest review that you can on anywhere you listen to podcasts, because we are new. It does help us in the algorithm. Be sure to check out Patreon if you are interested. Our lowest tier starts at $5. It's so inexpensive. And sometimes I give you some free goodies on there. So even if you can't afford it, becoming a free member would also help us on Patreon. Be sure to subscribe to Cosmo from the Cosmo Show /network.
The name is changing soon as more shows come to the Cosmo channel, to my channel on YouTube. So be on the lookout for that. I'm very stoked. I'm happy. Starting a small empire.
Yeah, we love it. And also be sure to subscribe to Dare Wears. And make sure you always stay DeLulu, because it is the Salulu.
Wait. Who are you in the canoe?
Oh, who am I in the canoe?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's a grind my gear, so I'm the dog.
You're the dog? Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll take the dog.
Yeah, we're both the dog. Hecklers. My mind would be more like I sound more like a chicken. Should we put a chicken in the next logo?
Yes.
Like a chicken, a pig, and
chicken, a pig.
Like a cow or something, like all farm animals.
Yes.
We are possibly working on some holiday editions of the DeLulu cast.
Ooh.
It's going to be spooky.
Ooh, Christmas cards. DeLulu Christmas cards.
We're working on that too.
Nice.
But stay DeLulu, because it's the Salulu. Ooh.